When he was a young man, William Pajo set out to become the best African-American artist in the country. Some art scholars say he has become one of the best artists in America, period. Pajo moved to Los Angeles after World War II. His art documented the joys and the pains of the westward journey and the growth of Los Angeles's black community. Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports.
For William Pajo, art and life have become one and the same.
I've been a painter since I was 7 years old, and I'm now 80. So I've been working at it a long time, and I still don't know it. I still don't know what it's all about.
Pajo was born in New Orleans. His father was a cornet player for several of the city's funeral marching bands.
He died going to play a funeral. He was going to play the music for a funeral in New Orleans when he died.
His mother was a college professor. It was the late 1940s. With a fine arts degree in one hand, his art portfolio in the other, Pajo brought his wife and son to Los Angeles.
I was supposed to come to work for Walt Disney, but I guess my name tricked him. Pajo is not a common name among blacks. So when I walked in, I was told that the job had just been filled the day before.
He'd been the target of racism before. As a teen, he'd survived two lynchings. So, as he had done previously, he picked himself up and worked odd jobs, including one for which he used aniline dyes to paint the undergarments on a live model.
She stood there, and I painted her in, nervous as hell, and I was shaking. I came from the South, you know, here I was painting. And then when I got to paint the panties, well, oh, man, I thought I was in heaven, but boy, I'm telling you, that is nothing I admire now.
Pajo was about to give up on art, but friends saw the talent and ease with which he handled the watercolor brush and pushed him to get an advertising art degree in L.A. That degree opened the door to a job he held for more than 30 years, art director at the black-owned Golden State Mutual Life Insurance Company at the corner of Western and Adams in L.A. He was responsible for designing the company's print material. 8 years after he started, he proposed the company begin collecting African-American art. By the time he retired in 1987, he'd amassed more than 250 works. Some of those artists would later be in the National Gallery of Art and the Smithsonian. Since retiring, Pajo spends a lot of time painting. New Orleans is on his mind a lot these days. There's a painting in progress on an easel in his studio at home. It has the outline of a human head and shoulders taking shape on a blood-red background.
I'm trying to capture my unbelievable awe that that city has been destroyed like it has, and it'll never be the same.
Pajo continues to exhibit, most recently at the M. Hanks Gallery in Santa Monica. He lives in a modest home in a black middle-class neighborhood in L.A. Inside, his walls are filled from floor to ceiling with artwork, a lot of it from friends, some of it his own.
I'm very much happy with what I have contributed. But the thing, main thing I'm proudest of is that collection down there at Golden State. I feel much prouder of that than I do of any single piece that I've ever done.
William Pajo visited the collection recently for the first time in a couple of years. He's concerned about its condition and its future. For NPR News, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.
Tomorrow, we'll see what happened to the black art collected over the years by Pajo.